This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Eden Pure. Spring is here, so spring cleaning is here too. Don't wait for the Eden Pure BioSpeed CleanVac to sell out again. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIECLEAN to save an additional $15. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIECLEAN.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
More than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. Some of those concerns included large wire transfers.
I get all that dough for not doing nothing.
You don't do anything and you don't say anything. You understand?
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Joe Biden has refused to come to the border to see the chaos that he has created by his open border policies. So we're going to take the border to him by transporting the people that he is dropping off in these local communities in the state of Texas and sending them to Washington by plane or by bus.
We're going to Washington.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, move them on, hit them up, rawhide.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number, as always, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Lately, I've been starting the show by holding up the front page of the New York Post. These are stories that every newspaper in the country, every media outlet in the country could be running, but you know what? They're not interested in it. Father knows worst. Of course, that's Joe Biden's picture on the top there, and at the bottom is with a Marlboro, looks like hanging out of his mouth, is the crack-addled, alcoholic, stripper-chasing son, Hunter Biden. Joe Biden claims he knew nothing about Hunter's business. Here's 12 times he did. And it's just a list. I mean, most of these things you already know, but the Post has just reported them. This is getting deeper and deeper into a problem area for the demented president of the United States. He's got a lot to answer for, if anyone ever makes him answer for it. And even the alt-left media are starting to ask questions about this. Last night, CBS News, I think it was Catherine Herridge, she used to work for Fox. I hadn't thought of her in years. She went to CBS. I'm sure she got a big pay raise, but she's disappeared for obvious reasons because CBS isn't interested in real news. And but they let her do a real story here. More than 150 transactions involving either Hunter, the son, or James Biden, the brother, global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. You know how they flag things? If it's over $10,000, it's of interest. That's why, you know, if you're mob or you're doing something illegal, like Spitzer in New York when he was the governor, he would always pay the hookers, his high-class hookers, under $10,000 because that doesn't automatically get reported to the banking regulators. So, but the Bidens were dealing with such huge, huge amounts of money. I mean, millions of dollars at the time, they couldn't cut these things up into little tiny slivers of less than $10,000. So it just kept popping up, but they never thought they were going to get caught because they had Democrat immunity. You know, they were members of a privileged class, hacks from inside the Beltway. But now it's coming back to bite them, and it appears that they were careless. You know, most people, if you get away with something for a number of years, whatever it is, you know, even you know, if you eat a donut a day and you don't put on weight, you just keep eating the donuts, right? Well, they were just grabbing cash, and nobody was raising an eyebrow, so they just kept grabbing, finally, it's coming back to haunt them. The sky, you might say, is dark with chickens coming home to roost. They just I'll just read you a few of these things. Joe, you knew of Hunter's deals. Again, this is a this is the inside cover in the New York Post. Joe, you knew of Hunter's deals. Here's a dozen times you played a role. We won't even read all a dozen of them. The first two are the recommendation letters he wrote to the children, for the children of Hunter's Chinese business partners, who were giving him tens of millions of dollars. One to with the son to Brown University and the daughter to Georgetown University. And Jen Psaki, the White House spokeswoman, her only excuse is, well, he was a private citizen when he wrote those letters. Right. Okay. That's a great excuse. Then Hunter Biden has admitted in the New Yorker magazine story. That was when he admitted that he had done all these drugs and been to seven different rehab centers across the nation, and that he had smoked crack in L.A. nightclubs, et cetera, et cetera. This was his kind of like this is when he was attacked by the bird. When he was driving on the Nevada desert in the rented car, where he left the crack pipe and the brother Bo's ID, and he rented it under an assumed name. This is the same story. He copped all this stuff to try to clear the decks. And one of the things he admitted was that he went to Dementia Joe, his father, when he took the Burisma deal. And Dad said, I hope you know what you're doing. And I said, I do. Then there was the Air Force trip to China on Air Force Two when Joe Biden was the vice president. Why? Oh, gee, I guess Hunter just wanted to, sightsee in China, because, you can just tell from his pictures, in the bathtub with the cigarette dangling out of his mouth. He's a guy who's into the finer things of life. Probably wanted to visit the Great Wall of China and see some of the Ming Dynasty pottery and that kind of stuff. Then we have the text message to his daughter Naomi, where he bitterly wrote, "I hope you can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years." He added, "It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop," meaning Dementia Joe, a.k.a. Brandon, "I won't make you give me half your salary." Then they have all these pictures. Then they have a mention of all these pictures that Joe took with all of his business partners from all of these third world hell holes where he was raking in money: Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Russia, China, all these places. And then there's Bobulinski, about how Tony Bobulinski, that's the guy who was interviewed by Tucker Carlson right before the 2020 election. He's another business partner, Navy veteran. He's testified, before a grand jury, but he's spoken with FBI agents telling them about how they cut Hunter Biden, or Joe Biden, in on all these deals. And as we know from the indictment of Hillary Clinton's lawyers, it's a crime to lie to the FBI. But he doesn't seem to have any problems, and he's said publicly he's willing to testify in front of a grand jury under oath about all the shenanigans and the underhanded corrupt dealings that the Bidens, I'm getting confused with one of his business partners, Jimmy Bulger, nephew of the slain gangster Whitey Bulger. James Bulger, the namesake of the gangster, was also involved in some of these business deals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's so I think there's a lot here, and I think they've got a lot to answer for if they don't try to somehow figure out a way to shut down this grand jury investigation in Delaware, because it's got to lead right back to Joe Biden. 508 says, "But nothing ever happens to these people. Sad but true." Yeah, you're right. Nothing ever happened. That's why it's gotten out of control. When you don't nip it in the bud, as Barney Fife used to say on the Andy Griffith Show, you just get into higher and higher and higher levels of grift or crime or whatever you want to call it, and that's what's happened here. And there's a really interesting piece in
the, nip it in the bud.
There it is. There's a really interesting piece in the Federalist today about by a guy named Bob Anderson. Joe Biden's released tax returns don't explain millions in income. Where did it come from? And you know, he's been filing these things with S corps. These are different. This is with the corporations, and you save a lot of money when you file S corps. You know, you funnel all your income in through this corporation, and then you don't have to pay things like Social Security taxes, and even more importantly, Medicare taxes, because Social Security, you know, tops out at like, I don't know, 200,000, something like that. Medicare, they just keep collecting. So there have been stories in the Wall Street Journal about how this guy wants to, you know, everybody to pay more money in taxes, but he doesn't want to pay it himself. He funnels all of his income through the S corps. But now they're looking at these S corps, and they're saying, where did all this money come from? And they've never released the S corp forms. Only the money that comes out of the S corp into the into his you know, his regular W-2, I guess you'd call it, or his regular 1099, or whatever the number is for the IRS for an individual income tax. And so he's claiming all this money from books, and he's claiming he's making huge amounts of money on advances. This is stuff he's released to the press. He's making huge amounts of money on advances. But then he's claiming he's also making royalties. But if you add up how many books that Jill, both Jill and Joe sell, it doesn't seem to make up for the advance. So there are these holes. He hasn't so far. Maybe he can, but he hasn't explained where these millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, after he left the vice presidency in 2017, where exactly did they come? Well, you know, Hunter on his laptop, he explains where he says the money's coming from. But, you know, let's let Joe explain it under oath. How about that? Well, I guess we can't have him explain it under oath as long as he's president. But how long is he going to be president? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes that much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and that's what a great smile is all about. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? If you've been procrastinating for the last couple of years during the panic, now's the chance to get your mouth back in working order. Whether you just need a simple teeth cleaning or a basic dental exam, or you need more significant work done to your mouth, now's the time to do it. Don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more painful it's going to be, the more of a headache just overall. This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Dr. Houghton and his great staff at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located from anywhere in New England off of Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. Yeah, 425 says S Corp income gets reported to a shareholder on a K-1. But we haven't seen the K-1s. The shareholders in this case would be Jill and Joe, or excuse me, Dr. Jill. And Professor Joe, because he was the Benjamin Franklin professor, you know, at the University of Pennsylvania, as he told us yesterday. And I don't think we've seen the K-1 forms. And I'd like to know, where did the money come from? I mean, I think he paid the income tax on this. Again, he avoided the Social Security and the Medicare taxes. But he paid the income portion of it. But where did the income come from? That's the question here.
Let's say China.
Well, I know that's what we're all thinking. But, maybe he has some kind of really good book deal, you know? All I know is his book sold, they're saying he made like $8 million or $12 million maybe, according to the Federalist, depending on how they massage the figures, on a book that sold 300,000 copies. I could tell you personally, I've had two New York Times bestsellers. One of them sold 400,000 copies, and Taylor, I don't give away much about my income, but I think I can say to you without fear of contradiction, I did not make $12 million when I sold more than 400,000 copies of The Brothers Bulger.
Much to your chagrin.
Much to my chagrin. Had I made $12 million, I would not be here. I would not be in Boca Raton. I would be in Palm Beach by the pool. You wouldn't have seen me for years.
Well, in that case, I'm glad you didn't get $12 million. Well, I would not be here.
It's probably just as well. It's probably just as well for my character. But, I'm pointing this out to you, that when these Democrat politicians, Bernie Sanders is another one. Oh, I wrote three books, and now I have three places, and I'm worth $20 million. You didn't make the $20 million off the three books, Bernie.
And you don't
have to have written books to know that. Cut the crap. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by ReadyWise. Are you and your family prepared for the next unplanned emergency or an outdoor adventure? ReadyWise provides you with all the necessary long-term food storage you need for any situation. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie for 10% off your next purchase. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results?
Will Brandon ultimately cancel student loan debt?
I'm going to read an editorial about this. See, there's from the Wall Street Journal. They got another good editorial about it. But I'm going to say, yes, he is.
52% say, yeah, they think he will too.
It's going to poll very badly, but how much worse could he poll? And he doesn't want to terminally alienate the last of his non-working class constituents, who are the ones who are benefiting from this this latest welfare scam created by the panic. 844-500-4242. It's a close call, though. It could go either way. If he thought he could get away with it, he would have done it long ago. But I think he's just getting so deep into the quicksand, political quicksand, that he's going to have no option. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. I was wondering, when do you think the Biden House of Cards is going to fall? Like, when do you predict that all this is going to catch up to them?
I don't know. I wish I knew. What's your theory? How long do you think he's got left?
I have no idea. I'm just listening to all this stuff, you know, that everyone talks about, you know, the laptop and everything else, and I don't know.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I mean, he has a temporary ace up his sleeve. He could fire the U.S. attorney in Wilmington, Delaware, that's investigating him. And, you know, if Merrick Garland refused to fire him, he could fire Merrick Garland, just like Nixon fired Elliot Richardson when he refused to fire Archibald Cox during Watergate. So, but, you know, that would probably lead to his impeachment, especially if he does it after the Republicans retake control of Congress in January, which we expect to happen. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. And again, they don't have anybody really in the bullpen who can do anything. Kamala doesn't cut it. Madam Speaker has come down with the virus today. Pat Leahy is 85 years old or thereabouts. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 617 says, Brandon's advance was for the English printing only. The subsequent payments were for the Chinese and a Cyrillic, that's Russian, edition. That may be it, you know? The foreign
China,
rights.
China.
Yeah. By the way, you know, again, the only thing they got warming up in the bullpens is to bring back Omicron and the bring back ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots. You know, they're not going to be able to get all these illegal aliens bailed out of jail after they get busted for fentanyl before the midterm election. So they got to have something Omicron coming up. So this is the New York Post just posted on their website. Frankenstein Omicron subvariant XE detected in UK, India, and Thailand. I'm worried about the Dracula Omicron subvariant or the werewolf. But they call it the Frankenstein, why do they need two letters? Why can't they just call it the Frankenstein Q variant the Loch Ness Monster variant with no letters? Why do they need both?
Technically, it should be the Frankenstein's Monster variant.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Frankenstein's not...
You want to be a purist about it.
Yeah. I feel like I've had this discussion with Taylor before, where if anyone says Frankenstein, he goes, technically.
How about the Boris Karloff Omicron variant?
The Karloff variant?
Yeah, as opposed to the
Lugosi variant.
Or the Cushing variant, Peter Cushing, you know? There are all kinds of ways. They got an infinite number of
Claude Rains variant, Invisible Man.
Right. The Freddy Krueger variant. There's a million different ones. Who was Anthony Hopkins in The Psycho? I forget his name.
Hannibal.
Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, Hannibal. Now, that's a great one, Hannibal.
The nice glass of Chianti.
We can call that the Hannibal Elephant variant for his favorite weapon of choice against the Roman Republic. All right, Ketanji Brown Jackson has been approved by the Senate, as expected, no surprises, with the 50 Democrats and the 3 Republicans, the usual 3 Musketeers, Murkowski, Collins, and Romney. And the interesting thing is, Romney, of course, voted against her when she was nominated for the appeals court. She's not qualified, not worthy to be on the appeals court, but she is worthy to be on the Supreme Court, the next level up from the appeals court. Okay, Willard, we get it. Time now for Grace's News.
Howie, because you've been talking a little bit about the big four, Joe, Jill, Hunter, and Jim, I don't want you to forget that there's another person trying to cash in on the Biden grift, and that would be Biden's sister is cashing in on brother's career with a new memoir following family tradition. Now, she recently got COVID, so I don't know if the book tour is going to come to a pause here, but President Biden's younger...
I got a title for it, COVID Survivor.
No, the title is actually Growing Up Biden, a memoir. How many Biden memoirs do we need? That's my question. We're at
is
what?
Is she going to talk about
dozen?
Pop?
I'm sure she's going to talk about Pop, the ceiling
fan. How about
fan.
The coal mines? Is she going to talk about the coal mines?
I hope she talks. She,
you know what? Hey, I got how about this for a title? Coal Miner's Daughter.
That works?
Is that already taken? Oh, no, that's already been taken, hasn't it? I forgot.
By the way, this is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister.
I think that was the same day he bit Jill's fingers, so the sister really dodged a bullet there. Because maybe he was going for the sister's fingers and he accidentally got Jill's. I don't know.
By the way, speaking of biting, did you see what's been going on Capitol Hill with the fox?
Yes. Crazy this, like a
there's
fox.
There's been a rabid fox, and it's bitten 9 people.
Nine
people. And so I guess yesterday they finally caught it and they killed it.
Poor dog died.
They euthanized
died.
So one of the local reporters in D.C. tweeted out, sad news.
Yeah.
Sad? It's a pain. It's not as much of a pain to get bitten by a rabid canine as it used to be, but it's still pretty damn painful and you still got to undergo some treatment for it. I don't think it's too sad that they... These people inside the Beltway, I mean, they have just collectively lost their minds, it appears.
They just don't want to write another Fox Bites Man story. Yeah, I guess it was nine people. The reason this confuses me is because, like, how close were people I don't want to blame the victims here, but how close were they getting to this fox? Like, if I saw a fox, Howie, you can bet your bottom dollar I'd be heading in the other direction, unless this thing was chasing people down.
Grace, you've been to D.C. They got more cops per square foot around Capitol Hill than probably any place in the world.
Do you think that
And the vast majority of them are armed, right? I mean, how the hell did the fox get away with biting nine people?
The vast majority of them you don't see because they're plain clothes.
Do you think they waved the fox into the Capitol and said, go ahead?
Well,
as long as you don't break anything.
No, they didn't.
That's what
Grace,
the cop said to the fox, as long as you don't break anything, go ahead.
Grace, if they had waved the cop in, the fox would have been acquitted by the charges by the judge yesterday, just like with the guy from New Mexico.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess they had to, they found some of the fox's babies too. Kits is what they're called.
Yes.
Yeah, sad story. I mean, I know. I sound like...
Is that the foxhole Joe Biden was talking about yesterday that he'd love to be in with Marty Walsh?
Grace, do we know what the fox's name was?
The fox's name was...
Mildred.
No, Darlene. Darlene,
okay.
Mildred. Mildred, it's a fox mother, not a fox grandmother. Mildred.
774 says the book title should be The Big Guy's Little Sister.
The Big Guy's Little Sister. I like that. I think when we say the big four now, we have to be referencing Joe, Jill, Jim, and Hunter. JJJH.
We got the big four controlling it all.
Because they're all the office mates, you know? They have the keys made up at the office for all four of those
but
people.
But Jen Psaki denied all that yesterday, didn't she?
Yeah, Jen...
Pay no attention to those emails in Hunter Biden's laptop from hell.
Jen Psaki, Howie, is giving me the vibes of someone who is hanging it up. You know, she's already... You know how when you're leaving a job, you check out, like, a few weeks before you actually leave? You stop doing any real work? Her question and answers today were not her best. Like, Peter Ducey really got her on some of them. He said, how can you say that Joe and Nancy Pelosi weren't in close proximity when they were kissing yesterday? And she said, well, close proximity is defined by the CDC. And then she went on and on and on. But, you know, wasn't her best stuff. I also wanted to tell you, Howie, about a new poll out. And this is from nationalpulse.com. Americans want Trump back in 2024, including a whopping 1 in 5 Democrats. This is shocking. New data shows 42% of Americans want Donald Trump back in office in 2024. The number is 40% higher than those who want Biden back. Another 27% told Rasmussen Reports they would prefer somebody else other than the 2020 competitors.
What percentage wanted someone else?
27%.
That's DeSantis people.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody is clamoring for Kamala or Buttigieg or Cory Booker.
I don't think there's really, when you think about 2024, Howie, I don't know how the Democrats, no matter who they choose, you pick anyone. I heard some of the people, I listened to your show yesterday. I heard Oprah, Pete Buttigieg, you know, all these different people.
Yeah.
I don't think no matter who they choose, I don't know how you convince people to try this again. Because you think about it. It's like, what are they going to say? We know we promised all this stuff last time, but trust us this time because we're going to do it all again, but this time it's going to work. I don't think anyone's going to go for that.
How about this? Give us another chance.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to work.
I think Americans are pretty forgiving, but that's pushing it. You know, we gave you 4 years. I think you've made your mark.
If you're the college dean and some stupid college student that screwed up says, give me another chance, you think to yourself, well, maybe his dad will give us $10 million. But what are the Democrats going to promise us other than more chaos, catastrophe, calamity?
Well, speaking of college students, I'm glad you brought this up because you know how Joe was writing those recommendation letters?
Yes.
That New York Post story, were you reading from that earlier, Howie?
Yes, I was.
Do you notice how they write in that the students didn't get in?
I thought one of them got into Georgetown.
No, no. Check out the last line of that part of the story. I believe it says that neither got into Georgetown. Hold on, I have it right here. Let me see this.
You know what, Grace? What they should have done was go to that guy in Southern California that got indicted in the Varsity Blues scandal up in Boston, because he could get anybody in anywhere.
I know.
He could have made him into tennis stars.
Rowers.
Rowers.
No, Howie, go to number two. See how number two is the other kid, too? It says, Hunter Biden also arranged for his dad to write a letter to Georgetown University, Hunter's alma mater, on behalf of Lee's daughter, but neither child got into the elite institutions, the Post understands. I mean, I know that's not, you know, that's not 100%, but still, that's pretty tough. I mean, I bet if Obama wrote the letter, they could get in.
Jen says she has no confirmation of this story being true. She has no denial that it isn't true, but she has no confirmation that it is true.
You know,
that's the way it always is with these. And you know what I suspect, Grace?
What's that?
I think it could be Russian disinformation.
You know what I think, Jen's
It could have been
out?
Vladimir Putin, one of his Macedonian troll farms, concocted these letters that went out to Georgetown and Brown University.
Well, Howie, Jen Psaki saying she doesn't know about it. You know what we call that in the Big Four?
What's that?
We call that plausible deniability. I can't get over. I know this is not as important. You know, when Howie has so many things to talk about today, Title 42, you know, Biden's, all this stuff. But can we just for a minute acknowledge that Jim Biden is Joe's clone? Those two look, Howie, so much alike. It's frightening. And they sound alike, too.
Right. If you close your eyes and just listen to Jim Biden, you would think it was a more sentient Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Have you bumped into Jim yet down there, Howie?
Is he a Palm Beach guy?
Delray.
Oh, no, Delray.
No.
You can't miss him.
I hear he frequents a bookstore, though, near you.
Yeah, you'll think it's Joe.
Really? Is the same bookstore Pee Wee Herman used to go to?
Uh-oh. Howie, that's it for me.
Grace, what's interesting is that the plausible deniability, that's another Watergate thing coming back. I mean, it's like we're back in the early 70s now. We're back in the late 70s with inflation. We're back in the early 70s with Watergate. Plausible deniability, dirty tricks operations.
And there's one more, Howie. There's one more from Watergate that people were talking about the other day where it's like you give a little bit of a story but not the whole thing.
Yeah. Modified limited hangout.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now Joe Biden is twisting slowly, slowly in the wind. That's a John Ehrlichman line. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Howard.
Last year, when we offered the Eden Pure BioSpeed Cleaner Clean Vac, it sold out in no time flat. Here are some of the reasons why. Number one, it weighs only 6 pounds. That's one third of the weight of some other vacs. So it's a lot easier to move around your home and carry upstairs. Number two, it's cordless, which makes it faster for you to get the job done. Number three, it has a mini brush attachment that's perfect for your car or sofa.
Yeah, Howie, that's my favorite part of this is the mini brush attachment. But another really great part is that this doesn't take up a lot of closet space and it doesn't have a bag. Most vacuums, you have to empty out the bag. This doesn't have a bag. So along with it being cordless and very light, it's just so easy to use and to bring up and down the stairs. So you don't look at that vacuum and go, oh my gosh, I can't do this today. You almost want a vacuum because it's just so easy and it works really well.
My favorite part is that it costs almost $200 less than comparable brands.
That's also a good part.
Spring is here, so spring cleaning is here, too. Don't wait for the Eden Pure BioSpeed CleanVac to sell out again this year. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIECLEAN to save an additional $25. This $25 savings is good through Sunday. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIECLEAN for $25 off and free shipping. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
Joining us now, as he does every week at this time on Thursdays is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin, what's the big news in the economy this week? Is it higher interest rates, maybe crashing the real estate market?
Definitely higher rates is the storyline. They're actually changed their talk this week, talking about a half a point rate hike this next maybe one or two times in a row. And that spooked the markets the last three, four, 5 days. And rightfully so. You know, the Federal Reserve has a job, and that's to bring down inflation. And frankly, I don't think they can. I think there's too much printing. There's 60% more money supply put in our economy in the last 24 months than all time in history, 60% more. So how can they tame that snowball coming right at us?
I know, and now Biden wants even more so-called COVID relief, and we're finding out all this COVID relief is just for hack projects, like another $5 million to the Ted Kennedy Institute for the Senate, which nobody in their right mind goes to in Boston. $140 million to buy a hotel in Broward County, Florida. $6 million to buy a golf course or a ski resort in Iowa. This is all just crap that it's being spent for, and it's killing everybody who has to pay the bills.
Well, you got to have a place to house the illegals he's letting across the border and give him some entertainment on a golf course, I guess. I mean, that's the only reason that I can think of.
It's just insane. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, what are you telling people to do? I mean, people, you know, I look at the news every day and I'm tearing what little hair I have left out of my head. I want to anyway.
I'm in my office in Brewer, Maine today, and I've had about 12 appointments come through here, clients doing reviews. And it's the same questions from every single one of them. You know, I'm scared. What do we do? You know, what's going on? How do we prevent any major losses? Every single one of my clients come in and ask the same questions today. So at the end of the day, it's been the same storyline for many months with me and my clients. And the same thing I've said on your show a few times. You should be allocating 25% of your portfolio to cash. You should be playing a defensive position right now and get yourself in position so that if we do have further declines, if we do have a recession, they're talking about now, a recession as early as 2023, which I believe is fact. Well, you want to position yourself to have some firepower to get some of that cash back into to work when the market hits some sort of bottom.
Yeah, Larry Summers, the old Clinton guy, former president of Harvard University, MIT economist, he's saying there's going to be a bad recession, and he's a lib.
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative, right? Bad recession, it doesn't matter. Recession is recession, and the stock market goes down. How much it goes down, that's the question. So at the end of the day, again, take a defensive position is what I'm telling people. Keep some cash on the sidelines. Don't put it to work. I bet I told three people today to keep their cash in their bank and not put it in the market yet because it's not the right time.
So what are you offering listeners today, Kevin Frisbee?
I got a giveaway, Howie. It's a PDF we can send by email only. It's Retirement Risks in the 21st Century. And again, appropriate to put that out there, paying attention to or trying to educate people on what to pay attention to on risks that are changing in our ever-changing world right now.
So how do they get that?
They can call us up, Howie, at 1-800-989-9100 or find us online, send us an email at frisbeebenefits.com, Frisbee spell IE benefits with an S.
And give us the number one more time.
Yeah, it's 1-800-989-9100 to get that retirement risks in the 21st century.
Are people asking you, I don't think I can retire as soon as I thought I was going to? I'll bet you're hearing a lot of that, aren't you?
You know, I had a couple in my office yesterday in the Lewiston area, and that was exact conversation.
Yeah, I'm getting on the text line here all day long, every day. Thank you, Kevin Frisbee. I'm Howie Carr.